Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
State Senator Pat Gallivan is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline discussing the Medical Aid in Dying Act, which would allow those who've received a terminal diagnosis and prognosis of 6 months or less to live to seek medication to end their life. Pat, this has been discussed for and against for a decade or more. It passed the Assembly this week and now heads to the Senate, your chamber, and you're on the Health Committee. How are you looking at this? It can't be easy.
No, it's not easy. First, good morning, Susan and Brian. I appreciate the time. It did pass just the other day in the Assembly. We have not yet voted on it in the Senate, nor has it even received a vote in the Health Committee. If I'm not mistaken, the proposed bill has been around Albany, at least in New York State, for about 9 years, 9 to 10 years now. And I think that there's 10 other states that have a somewhat similar bill. And then, of course, the proponents are trying to make New York the 11th state.
When you look at the idea behind this, I think a lot of people understand. It's just the question of how would you ever put that in practice in a way where it can't be abused or misused? And there's a lot of questions about that, a lot of concerns. How do you feel that this current bill addresses those concerns? And what are some of the concerns you have?
Well, I think you put that very well. I'm very uncomfortable with this myself. It's something that I will not be voting for if it comes before the vote or before the Senate for a vote. There are those that believe safeguards are in place. They may be now, but safeguards are not permanent. There has been medical aid in dying permitted in Canada in a similar fashion a number of years ago that has since changed from terminal conditions to now allowing for intolerable conditions. And you look at the potential for a slippery slope, and I think it is problematic. Science is inexact. We look at many people have stories of those that were diagnosed with very serious illnesses, some giving a certain period of time to live. We hear stories of them living for years beyond their original diagnosis. We look at medical breakthroughs in our own backyard with Roswell Park and the remarkable work that they've done, the research and the advances in cancer treatment, where it's possible now to treat somebody that wasn't, where it wasn't possible to treat just several years ago. And I remain very uncomfortable with this. I think there are many questions in medicine, and I think it's impossible to put safeguards in place to ensure that this doesn't go down the wrong road.
The big thing for me, how do you make sure that the person is making this decision on their own and is of sound mind to make that decision? How do you legislate that?
I don't think that you can. The bill does provide for an independent physician backed up by a consulting physician and two independent witnesses, but you don't know. You don't know that person has made their own decision, that there aren't outside influences that have affected that person's mind. I mean, imagine, I don't want anybody to suffer. And it's terrible when we see our loved ones and others at the end of their lives and some of the suffering that they go through. We can do much better with palliative care, with hospice care, with other types of assistance that we can provide. But imagine, as you're facing the end of your life, what mindset are you in and how capable are you of making a decision, an objective decision, to end your life? I don't know that anybody can make that decision. There is no mental health evaluation that's required under the statute. It only becomes required if the physician feels that there's a need for it and the patient is not capable of making their own decision. So I just don't know that the safeguards are safe enough. And I'm very uncomfortable with, we've all grown up with doctors, their Hippocratic Oath, helping to heal people, helping to comfort people. Now we're throwing this on doctors' shoulders to help people.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In their life.
I'm glad.
And I don't know that that's appropriate.
I'm glad you mentioned Canada before, because I, you know, they're so close to us here in Western New York. They, in 2015, their Supreme Court ruled that assisted suicide would be constitutional. Since then, it went from, in 2017, the first year they offered medical aid in dying, there were a little under 3,000 people took part in that and opted for assisted suicide. By 2021, that number jumped to over 10,000 and was more than 3% of all deaths in Canada that year. They've expanded it and have talked about expanding it to include what they call mature minors, the mentally ill, and people who have conditions that are kind of vague. In, you know, it's not a something like a terminal cancer, but just a reason why you're suffering and that might not end anytime soon. And now all of a sudden you qualify. It's gone a long way in just 10 short years. What is the argument you've heard from supporters as to why it would be different here?
Well, the supporters say that there's safeguards in place and our law doesn't need to change, nor will it change in the future. But we can't guarantee that. We have people we have concerns all the time about affordability and accessibility for healthcare. And we have many of the same advocates in the legislature who have advocated for this medical aid in dying are also advocating for single-payer health care, meaning New York State, the government, runs health care and provides those health care services and funds health care. And I have a very grave concern about the slippery slope where if we ever go in that particular direction, these decisions are now made for financial reasons. And we have government that's now gotten into letting doctors help people end their lives, and the potential for government to be providing the funding for healthcare services.
Wow.
And it's much more expensive to treat somebody than to help end their life. And I think that that's some of the underlying issue that we see up in Canada. Now, we are not Canada, but I think pointing to Canada is, it's wise to look at something that started a certain way, and we've now seen it develop. Even in the United States, other states have proposed changes in their laws. Vermont has expanded their medical aid in dying over the past several years. California has made proposal to expand theirs. So there's no guarantees just because a law is passed that it stays a law forever. Remember, this is not a great comparison, but what about our temporary sales tax in Erie County? We're now working out 30 or 40 years with that. Our government made a promise, and that promise hasn't stayed, and that promise hasn't been kept. The funding of community health services for the deinstitutionalization of those with mental health issues. New York State hasn't kept that promise. The bail laws, we've changed them. We're making changes in the discovery laws. I think changes to those laws are good to make them, to improve them. But nonetheless, it just illustrates the fact that all our laws are not permanent. They're subject to change on a whim in some cases. Sometimes after very serious discussion, we'd like to think it's serious discussion in all cases, but we know better. And I just don't think we can, I think we're venturing into an area that can go awry and go in the wrong direction very quickly.
Well, Pat, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
State Senator Pat Gallivan with us live on WBEN.